And yet we are not to be of this world. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." See, we are not to be drunk with wine, which is what takes place so often, that we allow the standards of the world to take control of us. And when that takes place, we do various unnatural, bad things in life. Yes, indeed, we live in this world, but we are not to be of this world. And we see in this verse that God says that instead of being drunk with wine, living in the world, we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We are to allow the Spirit of God to control our life. And when that happens, then we also do some unnaturally good things. And as we look at the next three verses, it shows us three clear evidence what happens when we're filled with the Spirit. In verse 19, it says, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." You know, when we're filled with the Spirit, it says that we'll have a joyful heart. You know, we're singing, we're humming, we're just enjoying the life that God has given to us. And as we go on, we see the second evidence in verse 20. It says that we are to give thanks. Giving thanks for all that God has given to us. We'll have a thankful heart when the Spirit controls us. It would be natural for us to give thanks. So often in this world, we tend to complain a lot and not being satisfied with what we have. Instead, as Christians, as the Spirit fill us, that we are to come before Him with a grateful heart. When we walk close to the Spirit, we recognize how great and how good God is to us. And may we thank God and praise Him for who He is and what He has done for us. May these characteristics be evident in our lives regularly. We see the third evidence of one that's filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's verse 21. It says that we are to submit to one another. That we are to have a submissive heart. This is where we're willing to put others above ourselves. You know, all these three evidence, whether we're talking about a joyful heart, a thankful heart, or a submissive heart, it does not come natural for us. It's when the Spirit of God takes hold of us, then these characteristics stand out. Then it becomes more natural. And on this Thanksgiving Sunday, it's our tradition to give the congregation an opportunity to share of God's goodness to us, and giving thanks for what He has done for us. He has provided, as we sang earlier, love and hope and peace and truth and joy. And this morning, I'd like to give as many of you an opportunity to share how God's been good to you. And if you can't, please either raise your hand or stand up, and we're going to get one of the ushers to pass the mic to you. And if you can, keep your sharing to a minute or so, then we could get many, many people to be involved. So I'm going to turn the time over to you, and if you have something to share, if you just you raise your hand or stand, and one of our ushers will direct a mic to you. Yes, back there.
My name is James Howard, for those of you that don't know me. I've been a member of ACC for about 10 years, And through that, I've grown to know most of the people in the congregation, and most of you are like my extended family. It's kind of hard for me to keep this to a minute because I have so many blessings to go about, but one of the things I'd like to share with you is just some of the things that have happened to me this year through allowing God's work to move through me and to be a participant in the great plan that He has for us and our church. One of them was the Nicaragua trick. I don't know if Team 1 is still here. If your Team 1 is still here, stand up. No? Yeah, there's one. There's Albert. There's... Woo! We went on a trip to Nicaragua to dig a well, and through that digging of that well, I learned that God has a lot of grace and a lot of poise, and the people that we were ministering to were truly blessed, even though they had so little and so less than we did. One of the other things that I learned was that I've always often wondered about the future of the church or the future of Christianity. And through the youth of our church and having to go with them, I've learned that God has a great plan in that. If you just get out of the way and let Him do what He's doing, He'll take care of it. And the parents of those youth ought to be proud of what you guys are doing. So the other thing is that I've often sat back here and we've watched the videos of people who are in need, our congregation, people outside of our congregation, and we didn't have the opportunity to provide those needs or fulfill those needs as a family, but my wife here, Deanna, Jacob, sorry, I don't want we decided last year that we were going to build a new home with the purpose of trying to bring our small group, which is kind of disbanded and kind of left, to back together and to allow God to use that home however He was going to use it. And so this year we got to host a little boy from China. His name was Luja, who had open heart surgery. And one of the fondest memories out of that was for me was that to hearing him and Jacob run through the house playing with the Nerf gun and him hollering, Jake, 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 trying to find each other. One of the other things we did was, for most of you that were here last month or last couple of weeks, I think, last Friday, I think, we hosted the Ugandan youth choir in our house, a couple of the boys, Isaac and Junior. And those kids always had smiles on their face and they had so little to be smiling about. And it was a great pleasure through God's work to see that. So that's just some of the highlights and blessings that I've had this year. I mean, among the many families and friends that I have here, but that's just some. So
thanks.
Hello, I'm Grace. I'm a junior from CCF, which is the College Fellowship. I guess I just want to be thankful just for God as a faithful God. And I think I told some of my cell group this, but over the summer I went to Taiwan. By the grace of God, I was able to go to study Christianity there and just hear a lot of the testimonies of the different Christians there and just be able to see how God was working in Taiwan. One of the things I got to do there before a few days before I left was to be able to see my grandpa. He originally wasn't a believer, but I heard he had started seeking God. And while I was there, he became such a heavy person. And I just started talking to him and got to see how God has been changing his life and molding his heart. And I actually found out that he had actually, in a year's time, read the Bible twice. And I was just so amazed that someone who had not believed God, was kind of against it, didn't really care, could just turn into someone who started loving God a lot and just becoming so much happier, so much more joyful. And I guess another thing that God is faithful in is just with CCF and just providing just so much freshmen and so many newcomers just to be able to come every week. And I just really enjoy seeing new faces. It's really a blessing. Yeah.
Thanks.
This has been a very trying year for our family, but I guess a wonderful year in a way. Just after midnight on September 11th, my wife started having very severe headaches. And when we got to the emergency room, we found out she had a brain aneurysm that had ruptured. And we later were told that there's about a 50% survival rate on that. And so she was in the hospital for 12 days, and 10 of them in intensive care. And our son came back from college, and one of us was there pretty much round the clock for at least the first week. And we were very thankful for the skill of the surgeon, and they had to go in and put in a couple of clips and on the aneurysm, and it was a difficult situation, but it has turned out very well, and that she's pretty much back to normal. And I think we want to thank particularly the English Family Fellowship, who brought us food for the first week or a little more maybe. And it was a tremendous blessing and help to us, and also visited her a lot in the hospital. And this experience, I think, has given my wife a great deal of peace and greater faith in God. And, I want to thank God for his blessings.
Thank you, Rick.
My name is Dennis. I've been here for 5 years. And I was sitting in the middle, and when Jeannie shared her story about what she has gone through, my jaw just dropped off, and I was just in awe. I've seen so much miracle happen in this church. One of it is Jeannie just sit next to me. I really connect with her because in my family, we have two brain cancer. My uncle got brain cancer probably 30 years ago. He got a successful surgery. And then two of my cousins got brain cancer. They died young, about 30 years old. And then my sister got some kind of brain surgery, very, very similar to what Jeannie has gone through. Took her almost 1 year for therapies to get back to normal. So I really share Jeannie's experience, and she firsthand shared with me that the awesome peace that she has. She is so shy to share. And she said, "Have you experienced that peace before?" I said, "Yes, only a couple of times in my lifetime." And that was her first time. This is not what I want to share with you. Recently, I went back to Singapore, where I came from. On October 5th, my mom received Christ and baptized. The background of the story, of course, praise to God. And the background of the story is come from my small group, EFAC group. One of the members is Frank Ng, Dr. Frank Ng. He was a cardiologist at Texas Children. I think he recently left. He left us to California. And in our small group, we get together, we share our testimony. And one of his testimony was he prayed for his parents 1 year from Thanksgiving to the next Thanksgiving that his parents received Christ, and they did receive Christ and baptized. And when I hear him say that, I share with him that when I was 17, I brought a group of gang from the church, including the elders, to talk to my dad. My dad was in his 50s, to hopefully he would come to know Christ. I guess in the 50s, he was still strong and young, so he didn't really quite take it quite well. Continues to pray for him, but unsuccessfully reaching him. So he passed away when he was about 65. I was at the time still a teenager. Then left my mom, and we tried when he was 70 years old. She said that it's not possible because she bought the urn. You know, if you have a Buddhist background, you know what I'm talking about. She bought the urn in the temple, which is pretty close to where my dad is. So it's not possible. She already spent so much money talking to the Buddhist monk and solicit and pay fees and all that. Already she booked a place so that she can be with my dad when she passed. So I just try, and after I hear what Frank Ng testimony, I was so impressed, and Frank Ng challenged me. That was the last last year June 12th, I said, well, let's give it a shot. You pray for me, I pray for it. Let's just take a year to pray. And June 12th this year has passed, and I'm still busy working, trying to straighten up my work. I just transferred into a new department, so there was a lot of workload. So the months after months until October, September 22nd, I reached Singapore. October 5th, my mom received Christ with a few friends from the nearby church, talked to her in her language, which is Hokkien and Chinese. I'm not so good at that. So she received Christ, and then she was checked 4 times. Finally, she signed the consent form, and the ordained pastor, Angeline, checked with her the final time, and she, because of her old age, she did not go through the immersion. She got the baptism by pouring. So praise God for that.
Oh, praise God. Thank you. All right. It appears that this side of the congregation is very thankful. So maybe you can hear it from this side. And please, if you could keep it within about a minute or so, we would like to really get as many of us sharing as possible. So anyone?
My name is Sheila. There's many things to give thanks in my life, but I just want to highlight my son Darren is going to baptize next week along with other few youth. We appreciate that. Give thanks. Thank you.
How's God bless you? How has He provided for you?
Good morning. My name is Cynthia Shui, and I wanted to thank God for the fact that my nephew-in-law was healed of his nasopharyngeal cancer earlier this year. I think some of you had prayed for him, and I want to thank you for praying. And God is so miraculous. Sometimes you pray, and you really wonder if God is going to answer. And he's a Muslim boy from Indonesia. He married my niece. And before his treatment, which included chemo and radiation, I happened to be in California, and we all had dinner together. And I heard from the other niece that he was very afraid, which is very normal for somebody who's going to go through treatment. So after dinner at his place, I asked if it's okay for me to come and pray with him. And I was a little nervous because I thought, well, he's Muslim. And I asked, would it be okay if I pray for him? And he said, yes, it would be okay. So I prayed for him. And I just heard from my brother recently that he is in remission. Everything is normal. He is his hearing, his nose and all that is back to normal. However, the irony is that at the same time he went through treatment, there was another Indonesian man in Indonesia having the same cancer, still pondering whether he should come to Stanford Hospital to receive a treatment. And he finally came and received the same treatment, same hospital, same doctor. And very sadly, his family is awaiting his upcoming death. And they said to him, what is it? How did you get some special connection with God? And all I could think of was, God is merciful and gracious. And if you ever think of my nephew, please pray for him. His name is Sekti, for him to have salvation, including his wife, who is my niece. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're happy.
Hello, I'm Sean, and I lead a cell group for CCF. Last year, our cell group had about 7 guys and about 12 girls, and 4 of them graduated last year, so I was a little bit worried about the guy and girl ratio for our cell group, so we prayed over the summer just for guys to join our cell group, and I was thinking like, just 1 or 2 would be good. But praise God, He blessed us more than we could imagine. This year we had 5 guys join our cell group, and we also had 1 girl. So just Yeah, so just praise God, and we really appreciate the guys that joined our cell group. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sean.
Good morning. My name is Eric, and I just really feel God pulling me to share this. Last year, when we had a sharing session, I raised my hand at the very, very end, and I think we just finished at that time. But this is sort of old news, but our third child, Zachary, was born last year. And when he was born, he had some problems initially. He had problems breathing, and then so they had to keep him in the NICU. He ended up staying there about 8 days, but he had problems breathing, and then they heard a heart murmur, and they found a couple holes in his heart. And then after that, he had another ultrasound of his kidneys, which were abnormal, and then he had another test that they do, sort of drug screen, or not a drug screen, but a sort of blood test that they do initially when all kids are born, and he came back positive on that as well. But so that was a very tough time for us and for our family, and we had the great support of a lot of people, a lot of our fellowship, and a lot of people in the church that were very, very supportive. And it's funny, I guess last year there was one song particularly that ministered to me during that time, and it was Forever Rain. And the words to that song, the chorus, it says, "Oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will never be enough." Nothing. Just, but your embrace, light of the world, forever rain. And I just remember God broke me down that last year during that song. And then this today, as we were driving to church too, the last song that we heard before we came into service was Forever Rain on the radio, and then just now they played that song. But God's work and everything, so everything ended up fine with Zachary last year. Just his holes closed, the repeat ultrasound was normal, the blood test that they repeated again was normal as well. So he came home, he's about almost 15 months old now, and he's a healthy, vibrant little boy, and we're just so thankful to God for protecting him. But God's protection is still ongoing. Just even this past week, there was one day when I was rushing to get out of the house to go to work, and my wife had asked me if I could just change his diaper right before I left. And so I ran upstairs to change his diaper. We have a patio home with a couple floor stories. And so I ran to the second floor. I changed him, and I was talking to Felice just for a few minutes. And all of a sudden, we just heard just this thump, 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 thump. And then we both ran out of there, and she was screaming. And so Zachary was down at the very base of the stairs, and he'd fallen all the way down. And he's the second of our children to do that. Karis did it when she was four. But thank God, I mean, he was okay. He had a little bit of bleeding in his mouth. He was just cut a little bit, but otherwise he was okay. And so we're just very, very thankful to God just for being a God who's always in control and always protecting us and always taking care of us.
Thank you, Aaron. Right over here, up in the front here.
Hi, I'm a college student from Rice here at from Atlanta, and in my home church right now when I graduated 2 years ago, our English pastor had left, and then now right now my home church doesn't have an English pastor or a Chinese pastor, so I feel so, so thankful to be here at HCC, to have, like, when I came back the first day after break, like, just being able to sit here, worship with a pastor, not only one pastor, two pastors. it was amazing. Like, it really is amazing to be blessed with having a church authority, to have someone who knows and can just share with you, and it makes such a difference to have actually pastors in your church, and I appreciate both Pastor Fred and Pastor Jason so much. Another thing that I'm very thankful for is I had struggled before, like, imagining God, like, as a father figure. I can imagine him as teacher, Lord, everything else, but there's always, like, not that intimate distance. Last winter, when we were singing Forever Rain, too, we were singing the same chorus, "I'm running to your arms," and I was praying during that time instead of singing, and I think during that time, God really was able to show me that I'm not just running into my father's arms, which I was always imagined before, but I was actually running to his arms, and it just all clicked, and I was able to say, oh my gosh, God, you're my father, which I had not been able to say comfortably before, just like, but I was able to say, you're my father, I'm your daughter, and it was just like I discovered I've been saved again. So, thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Hi, my name is Melvin, and I've been at this church for about 2 years. I'm very thankful for all the brothers and sisters I've met here. I'm thankful to some of my friends, and I'm sure all of you have friends who've gone through some really tough times. But I've been thankful to see them persevere in the Lord and for them to learn what it means to trust and wait upon Him. And you know, God has been very faithful in my life that compared to other years, there hasn't been as many trials, I think. And I'm thankful. I'm getting married soon here to Stacy, and very thankful for that. And I'm thankful for all the people for all the people who have helped out with the preparation for marriage, and really for the examples of godly couples in this church. Like, just point out a few, like John, Joe. But really thankful that for the wisdom that they've shared with me, and just the way that they have a heart for God. And so, and for all the brothers and sisters in BASIC, which is the Young Adult Fellowship, always been encouraging and supportive. So I really thank the Lord for providing just a wonderful community, only having been here for about 2 years. So praise Him. Thanks.
Oh, there.
My name is Yaqin. I want to be thankful for our church here, our congregation. We've been in this church for almost 15 years now, and my husband and I both used to be in the Mandarin part of the congregation, and we came to English congregation, I guess, mostly from our three kids. We wanted to worship with them together, and since they can't put up with the Chinese, we felt like we have to put up with the English worship. So, but all these past 4 or 5 years, I always felt like, you know, this was my cousin's house, or like my brother's family. It wasn't my own church family sitting here, worship with English songs and pray with English and listen to the sermon in English. And I'm just so thankful. In the past couple of years, I started to change. I felt like, you know, this such a welcoming, friendly, loving congregation, and knowing all these you know, all these familiar faces, and then they made me feel so welcome. And now I finally felt like, hey, this is my own family. So I'm so thankful for that. And also, I'm very thankful this might be the last years that, you know, all five of us will be, you know, worshiping together on Sundays, since my older son is going away to college soon. But I'm just so encouraged, you know, that, you know, this, I grew in faith knowing these people in the past few years, you know, Pastor, you know, David Carter, Pastor Fred, and, you know, Pastor Jason, you know, all these nice people that, you know, helped me grow stronger in faith and in my beliefs. So this is just a blessing. And I thought at first it was a sacrifice that I had to leave my, you know, familiar, you know, environment, but it actually turned out to be such a blessing. So thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Yaqin. All right. We're all the way down to the last few minutes, so do it now.
Yeah, hi, my name is John, and this is our family here, Kelly, Elizabeth, Abigail, and James is upstairs. But yeah, I know that Kelly had shared before the congregation about how, you know, she was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year, and we just wanted to give God the praise and glory again just for walking, just really carrying us through this year. And we think the congregation, our family and friends, for just praying for us and walking through this past year with us. We really appreciate you, and just we really do feel God's blessing and His peace through this past year. And we really thank you and thank God for that. Our we also wanted to yesterday was Elizabeth's birthday, and she turns 8, and I think the way God you know, when we you know, with our children, to have our firstborn a week before Thanksgiving. I think that's just a reminder to us, you know, just to be thankful, thankful for our families, or thankful for Kelly, and thank you for our children, and to remember to that God is the source of all our blessings. I wanted to just share, Elizabeth wrote down some of her Thanksgiving, so I just wanted to share on her behalf, and Abigail added some too. So thank God for family, friends, clothes, food, a home, church, books, the Bible. Mommy survived breast cancer, and also for those of you who know Abigail, we thank God for sugar, for providing loveys and loved ones for us. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you all.
Thank you, John.
Hi, my name is Tui, and I didn't know if I could stand up here today to be thankful for God, because I lost my dad this year, just October. But there is something to be thankful for. I still have my mom and my three sisters who don't know the Lord. And my dad did not know the Lord, but I know that God is a merciful God, and we don't know how merciful He can be and how gracious He can be, so we don't know in the end that He may give those who don't know the Lord, who've already passed, a second chance. We just have to keep praying. I shared with you guys a couple of years ago that there was a couple that moved to Houston who they did not know the Lord, and I did not know them. They were strangers to me, but they got into a car accident 2 Novembers ago, and she was pregnant, 7 months pregnant with her first, and she had traumatic brain injury, and I was able to go and minister to her. She didn't know the Lord either, but and I didn't know if she understood any of what I ever said to her. And we became good friends because she was able to God was able to heal her, and just 2 weeks ago, she and her husband were baptized, and they came to know the Lord. And so I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for you guys, my church family, and I'm thankful for my own family. So there is a lot to be thankful for. Even though it seems like sometimes God, I don't know, it just seems like, you know, how could He be a good God if He's taken so much away? I feel like, should I have prayed for Him more? Could He have been saved if I had prayed more? But I just want you all to know that that God is still good. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to thank all of you for sharing how God's been good to you and how He's provided. And indeed, we have much to give thanks. And may we to remember our Lord throughout the year.